Live from downtown Woodward, it's the Woodward Boomers Coaches Show on News Talk Sports Z92. The Woodward Boomers Coaches Show is brought to you by High Plains Tire. And now, here's your host, Tyler Riggs.
Hello and welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining us here on our September 6th edition of the Boomer Coaches Show as we enter week two of the high school football season in the tri-state area. Coach Wagner, Tyler Riggs with you here live from Long Shots Bar and Grill tonight. And Dakota Woodward coming off that tough loss against Bethany, against Guthrie. They're going to make the road trip now to Bethany to take on the Broncos while looking to bounce back from that game. Course coverage, folks, as always, can be found here on Z92 or on Z92online.com, where you can watch the Boomer TV stream of the game. Pre-game coverage will begin at 6:30. Kickoff set for 7. Of course, we will talk to head coach King Gordon, as well as a couple of football players about last week's game and the challenge ahead against Bethany this week. Also going to have softball on tonight, so excited to get Coach Dauphin and a couple of her players back on, but more on that in a minute. On K101, Friday Night Quick Scores, we'll have you covered for week two of that high school football season. And all the scores, storylines going around the Tri-State. Of course, it starts at 6 with game night, rolls along at 7. We'll have live check-ins from games as well, visits with some special guests here and there. And we do know Kate Kennedy will be at the Laverne Ceiling game. That should be an epic Class B clash, as it's a rematch of last year's state title game. Should be a heck of a game. And do want to mention, of course, as always, got to thank High Plains Tire for being the sponsor of the Boomer Coach Show, is where your dollar goes further. And Dakota College football got underway as well this past weekend. OU and OSU, respectively, both got some big wins to start the season. Oklahoma rolled Arkansas State 73-0. OSU, not quite as big of a win against Central Arkansas, but got done either way, 27-13. As far as this week goes, here on Z92, you can listen to Oklahoma State make the road trip to Tempe to do battle with Arizona State. Dave Hunzik and his crew will have the call on Saturday. Pre-game coverage starts at 7:30. That's a late kickoff, 9:30 at night. Big time late kickoff there. And then on K101, of course, Oklahoma will be hosting the SMU in Norman. Catch Toby Rowan and the gang with their pregame coverage starting at 3 o'clock. Kickoff for that one is set for 5. So with that all said, mention that we will have, of course, Coach Dauphin, and her players are going to be freshman Kaylee Mills, the pitcher, and catcher, the junior Riley Douglas Fisher. As for the football guys, mention, of course, going to have Coach Gordon, but it will also be Colin Bourne, the freshman, and Mason Bourne, the junior, coming on with us to get some thoughts on last week and talk about the game ahead. And with that, we will step aside for our first break and come back with our first guests, and Kaylee Mills and Riley Douglas Fisher. You're listening to the Boomer Coaches Show on Z92.
You tackle an endless to-do list every day. It may seem like a thankless job, but you know better. It's the little things that matter most. That's why you'll appreciate the enduring value of the Michelin Defender Tire. Designed for doers like you, Michelin's longest-lasting tire keeps you on the go longer, so you have one less thing to worry about on your next road trip. Stop in today for miles of uncompromised safety and performance. Visit your local Michelin dealer, High Plains Tire, at 2220 Main in Woodward.
The Age of Reason took place over 200 years ago. It was a time of amazing scientific and philosophical progress all over the world. Truth, reason, and tolerance thrived and even shaped the Constitution of the United States of America, the foundation of our democracy. But now those building blocks of America, of democracy, are under attack. In just two decades, big tech social media billionaires have allowed their platforms to roll back truth, facts, and tolerance, and fill the screens in our homes and in our pockets with lies and hate. Online disinformation and hate affect everything, everyone, everywhere. It splits us apart, hurts our children, polarizes our societies, and is literally leading to violence and terror in our communities. Lies and hate everywhere are a threat to all people, anywhere. Be a part of the change. Help defend the future of our democracy. Go to counterhate.com to learn more.
New federal guidelines have nearly doubled the number of Americans eligible for lung cancer screening. Insurance companies are required to cover these tests for those ages 50 to 80 who currently smoke or used to smoke. Along with new treatments, lung cancer screening saves lives. If you are 50 to 80 years old and smoke or used to smoke, talk to your doctor about lung cancer screening. For more information and to find a screening center near you, visit the National Lung Cancer Roundtable at nlcrt.org.
And welcome back to the Boomer Coaches Show here on Z92. Dakota Wagner, Tyler Riggs with you, and now joined by our first guest of the night. Glad to have on the freshman Kaylee Mills, pitcher, and the junior catcher, Bradley Douglas Fisher. Ladies, how are we doing tonight?
We're doing good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, we just came off a big win against Alva.
Yeah, we'll get into that here in just a second. Of course, you guys now, since the last time we talked to you, won three straight. Team is 16-6 overall. 6-3 in district play, and that's good enough for second right now. Hold on to that second spot. We beat Mount St. Mary's in a district doubleheader last Thursday, 10-0 and 12-2 on that. Kaylee, you had a big performance at the win in both those games, 16 strikeouts. Bradley, you went 4-for-7, had that home run, saw those highlights on social media, so that was very cool. And, of course, as you mentioned, Kaylee, you guys got that big win over Alley yesterday. I know it's not district, but that's a heck of a team.
Yeah.
You took 15 on them and won that one 15-8. So, Kaylee, let's start with you. Been on fire in the circle this season. Coach Dauphin has really relied on you in a lot of the big moments, big games, despite this being your freshman year. What's it been like to handle that type of pressure?
It's been great, actually, just being with your team and going in the circle, being with Bradley and just letting Coach Dauphin do our thing and having our defense behind me, and I just get in the circle and throw and then let the defense do the work, and I just trust the process.
Well, and speaking of that, Bradley, for you, how's your relationship with Kaylee been? Obviously, you being kind of a, we say a junior, but you played so much, might as well be a freshman,
yeah.
Or a freshman, a senior, goodness. But how's that relationship been between catcher, pitcher, and then have you helped Kaylee with some of those big moments?
I think it's one of the better relationships I've had with a pitcher and catcher. And we've known each other for so long, so that connection just really clicked, like, right away.
Yeah, so gotcha. We've played lots of sports together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Do you have to kind of – have you ever had to talk her off the ledge so far this season on some of those big moments? Because you guys have faced some really good teams, and it had to deal with some key situations. And
I just, like, point at her sometimes. I'm like, me and you. Like, it's just me and you.
Like, yeah, we just kind of have, like, this bonding, like, connection. We don't have to say anything. We can just look at each other and just know what the other person is saying.
Awesome. Well, continuing with you, Bradley, offensively, obviously do some great work defensively, but in the batter's box, you seem to be kind of the, whenever we need that big hit or whenever they load them up for you, take advantage of that situation. What's your approach like mentally in there to approach it with seemingly always a calm and cool demeanor?
I know that I have to go in there confident. I mean, that's the number one thing, just knowing I'm going to hit the ball. Because, I mean, you don't do that, you're not going to hit the ball.
Right.
So just being confident in myself and just walking in there knowing I'm going to hit the ball.
Absolutely. And, you know, we mentioned about facing some of those big-time teams. When you get in the batter's box and look at the circle and you got a Marley Teasley or an Aubrey Pogue, do you – think about, like, okay, this is somebody that's really got some stuff, or do you just kind of treat it as, hey, it's another at-bat, I go through my process?
I just think it's another at-bat. It's just confidence. Like, I know I'm going to hit the ball, so it just happens.
Absolutely. How far was that home run yesterday against Alva? Or not yesterday, my bad. Against Mount St. Mary's, excuse me, in the doubleheader.
It bounced off the top of the fence, so I don't think it went
It counts,
far,
though, so that's all.
The wind was blowing in, so give her credit for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this is a question for both of you guys. What kind of standard does Coach Dauphin hold you guys to?
A very high one.
Yeah, a very high one. We have to go in there thinking that we're the best team and that we all need to get fired up and just do our thing and let the rest work out.
Yeah, and she knows what we can do, so, like, she expects it.
Mm-hmm.
And to follow that a little bit with you, Kaylee, you know, just being a freshman, is there any moments, not to say that she doesn't necessarily be hard on you, but is there any moments where – you know, she kind of realizes, okay, she's just a freshman, or have you handled, you felt like the workload, so to speak?
I felt like I've handled it. We've definitely had a few moments where I've struggled, definitely, and we just came out, and she just said, it's okay, you just had bad moments, well, next game, doesn't matter. So I think that's a good relationship between me and Coach Dauphin.
Just tries to keep you focused on moving to the next.
Yeah, yep, don't worry about it.
I gotcha. Well, you guys, your next challenge will be the, I believe it's called Northwest Shootout Fairview this week, right?
Yeah, so something like that.
But that'll be starting tomorrow and run through Saturday. So what are you guys looking to accomplish in this tournament? Obviously, you want to go win it, but non-district contest, you're kind of down the stretch of the season. What's something you're looking to accomplish this weekend?
Working on the things that we need to work on. Like,
just get better at the things that we mess up normally and just do the little things right. And then we'll go win a ball game.
Is there something specific that you think, okay, hey, we've got to lock this down towards the end of the season in terms of something you're trying to work on? It could be individual or as a team.
I feel like hitting, like last night, like we showed like what we could do. Like that just hasn't really shown the past few games, and it did last night. So I hope we can like carry that on like throughout the tournament.
Yes.
Okay. And where'd that kind of come from the last three games? Because you guys have faced some really good pitchers. Is it just the fact that maybe now you're, not to say that Alva doesn't have good talent, they do. Mount St. Mary's obviously probably has a few players, but is it just the fact that you've had to face essentially the best of the best in the circle and now you get a little bit lesser of a challenge? Do you feel like that helped the bats, or did you just kind of wake up offensively?
I feel like we woke up.
Yeah, I just woke up. We realized we needed to hit the ball to win games, and then...
Yeah, Coach Dauphin preaches on that. Uh-huh. Like, I mean, you're not going to win if you don't score.
Uh-huh. Well, looking off the softball field for a minute, talking school-wise, Bradley, for you, entering the junior year, obviously I think a lot of people will probably say this is the toughest year, right, because you got to get, you know, you've got the most responsibility in trying to maybe do some college classes
ACT
or something
stuff.
Like that. ACTs, I mean, it all stacks up. How do you feel like you handle a junior year so far early?
So far, it's good. I hope it just leads on to being good at the end also, but I'm a little nervous for the ACT.
Yeah, like, it's always a big
one. Because, I mean, I'm going to need that for college, and right. Especially what I want to major in, I'm going to need it. So, but it's going good so far.
I mean, just treat it like you do in the batter's box. It'll be all right.
Yeah.
Just go through the process.
Stay confident.
Stay confident.
Yep.
Kaylee, for you, obviously, freshman, kind of new to the high school. You know, you go from being the big-time A for Eric, now you're back on the bottom of the totem pole, so to speak, as a freshman year. How's that like, though, you know, getting to meet a whole new batch of people? So
it's good. I've met and known a lot of people throughout these grades, but now that I'm finally in the same school with them, we can actually, like, connect and be actual friends and not just be, like, fifth graders and eighth graders. Now you're, like, a freshman and a senior, and I'm, like, that's my best friend right now.
That's good. Well, that's good to hear because, you know, sometimes there's some senior freshman classes that don't take college. That's good. We talked about it last week with Jocelyn and, oh, good God, why am I blanking?
Where are you going with this?
Was it Riley?
Riley, yes, thank you. Goodness, I should know that. She's going to be mad. But just the team bond and how it is this year, and they said it's been absolutely fantastic. You guys are having a lot of fun. Is that the same for you guys, you feel like? Has it been a blast so far?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, it's definitely
such a different environment this year, and it's a good one to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, Kaylee, obviously, you may have seen it from afar, but Bradley been through it. You guys are now on pace to eclipse maybe your combined win total from the last two seasons. Mm-hmm. If you finish strong, what's it like to now be in a situation where it's like, hey, we're winning games. We're competing against some of those really top teams. Is it just the fact that you feel like you guys are more together on stuff? And what do you contribute that to, that turnaround?
Having a coach that, like, pumps us up, I feel like that's also a big thing.
Yeah.
And, like, that tells us to get together and, like, do stuff together. Like,
mm-hmm.
That helps me the most, and I feel like it's helped a lot of us on the team also.
Yeah, Coach Dauphin is really good at that and just being very positive and letting us to be a team together. But there are times where she gets onto us, but mostly she just is positive and, like, wants us to be together and gets us hype and does some pretty stupid things sometimes, but
that's
it's
exactly
okay.
What she said a minute ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it gets us fired up.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Where's it going with that? Oh, yeah. We asked if, you know, what was the biggest strength of the team, so to speak, this year. Riley Jocelyn said it was Coach Dauphin and her energy. Do you agree with that, or is there something else?
Very much
yes,
so.
Yes, I very much so agree with that, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, thank you all for joining us. We appreciate you, and good luck out there tomorrow, and we'll look forward to Kevin here the rest of the way.
Thank you. Good. Thank you.
And that was the freshman Kaylee Mills and the junior Bradley Douglas Fisher. We'll step aside for a break and come back with the head coach herself. It's J.C. Dolphin up next. You're listening to the Boomer Coaches Show on Z92.
Why watch the big games alone when you could stop by Longshot's Bar and Grill to catch all the action? Longshots offers the best entertainment in Northwest Oklahoma and is open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy live music, great food, and drinks while you catch all the big games. There's always fun to be had at Longshots Bar and Grill. Call 580-256-1467 to book your next birthday bash or big reunion, then come on down to 810 Main Street to party with Longshots Bar and Grill.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
My son Aiden has asthma. Secondhand smoke has triggered his asthma so bad to the point where he had to end up in the emergency room. And he has spent multiple nights in intensive care. Now he's on a whole bunch of medications. My tip to you is, don't be shy to tell people not to smoke around your kids.
4 out of 10 U.S. kids are exposed to secondhand smoke. If you or someone you know wants free help to quit smoking, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
And welcome back to the Boomer Coaches Show here on Z92. Dakota Wagner, Tyler Riggs with you as we roll on the show. And now joining us, the Woodard Head Softball Coach, J.C. Dolphin. And Coach, how are you doing tonight?
Really good. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah. I know, I kind of tricked you. I was like, yeah, you know, did. At least one. And then and I'm like, hey, Coach, you need you back.
Next week.
Need you back.
Yeah.
But
glad to be back.
Right. Speaking of being back, how about bouncing back? You guys had that tough game against Elk City. And that was a fun one to watch, unfortunately. Just didn't come out on the right side of it.
Right.
And then you had that district doubleheader last Thursday against St. Mary's. You guys, boy, swept through them pretty well. 10-0, 12-2 there. Talked to Kaylee about her performance, Briley, her performance as well. And then last night, that's a really good Allen team. You guys were able to put 15 runs on.
They were jacked. That one 15-8. It was fun.
Yeah. Talk about those games and hey, guys, I mean, seemingly the bats kind of woke up on things.
Right. Well, like you said, you know, we didn't get it pulled out against Elk City the way we really wanted to, you know, but they did exactly what we've preached, you know, which is you can't do anything about the past. It serves us no purpose at this point. We're going to learn from it. We're going to go on. And they did. They bounced right back, took a big doubleheader against Mount St. Mary, and then came back, you know, last night, got a big win against Alva. They were pumped. You know, they know quite a few of those girls have played
probably
with a bunch of those girls.
Yeah.
So that was a fun win for them. So that was good. But, you know, just like we talked about, you know, it didn't go the way we wanted, but there's nothing we can do about it now, so let's keep going.
And, you know, we talked about the offensive output, Matt. Was there something you said to them that maybe woke up the bats, or they just kind of decided, hey, we're going to start hitting those balls?
No, they decided. I think they decided. I've said it before, you know. I mean, and we talk about all the time how hitting the ball solves lots of problems.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a lot of pressure off your defense, takes a lot of pressure off your pitcher, because it's a lot of pressure to go have to be perfect, you know. And it can be done. We come close, you know. We hold people down, but it's hard, and very rarely does it happen. But you can take a lot of pressure off yourself, solve a lot of problems if you'll hit the ball, score some runs.
So. And Coach, with that, I know a lot of people contribute on team. I mean, top to bottom, you guys seemingly get something from everybody. But specifically to freshmen, obviously, had Kaylee on 9, that mentioned Bailey Nelson, of course, playing short. Talk about what they've done this season, just handling that pressure from the jump, it seems like.
Right. Well, and I have a little bit of a funny perspective of that, I guess. But I don't really have freshmen. I don't really have seniors. I have ball players, and, you know, we all have the same objective. And they've done a great job of handling it. You know, as you look at it, of course, you know, but at the same time, they're one of the nine, man. They're one of the 10. They're one of the 11, whatever it is. Go do it. Go do it. And, you know, they've played lots of travel ball. They've played some big ball games. They've had some big moments. It wasn't like they're stepping into something that they've never existed in before, you know. So they've done a great job of stepping up, making plays, doing the job, bouncing back when it doesn't go their way. And, you know, they're doing a good job.
A lot of people talk about the energy you bring to the team.
Oh, gosh.
What specific thing do you do in terms of bringing the energy?
I don't know. I guess act like an idiot mostly.
That's kind of what they said.
You got
to get them jacked up, you know, somehow, pregame huddle, if I'm going to have to do something stupid, I guess, whatever. But, you know, I the thing is, I can't do it for them.
Right,
I just try to aid it in, you know, it doesn't matter if I'm jacked up. That doesn't matter. You got to get them jacked
up. You're just trying to be the match that hopefully lights
the
fire.
Light this baby up. So, you know, yeah, it. No, they're good competitors. They're pretty easy to fire up for the most part. They like what they're doing, and they're excited about having some success and beating some good people, you know. And so they're kind of fired up right now, which is good. Good.
Absolutely. Well, something we did touch on last week, but it's more important of mine because you brought them this week, the family. Man,
yeah.
Handle this. Got one of your little ones watching here. Right next to us.
I know.
And Dad's there on it. But,
you know,
talk about your family and just how – I know you got the little ones. You have to manage all that.
Oh, my gosh.
Talk about
just
being able to manage that.
It's so much. I understand why you don't see a whole lot of women coaches with small kids because it is hard. It's hard just to try and manage it all, you know? I mean, and crap. So often I spend more time with everybody else's kids than I do my own. So I figured I'd bring them along tonight, have a little time to spend with them.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
it's always fun.
Yeah,
it's always fun to see the family side. Back to things this week, of course, you guys competing in that Fairview tournament starting tomorrow.
Yep.
Obviously, you want to go win it, but what are some of the things maybe you're looking to have your team work on throughout this tournament, these stretch games?
We need to keep the offense going. They've kind of fired it up a little bit. We need to carry that on. We need to make sure that we keep going with that, you know, because we were kind of in a little slump there where we weren't hitting very well and we just weren't scoring enough runs, and, you know, it just wasn't a very good feeling, and feels pretty good to go have 15 runs. I mean, we can withstand that. So
gives you a lot of cushion.
Yes, exactly. That's what I mean. It solves lots of problems.
Yeah.
So hopefully just, you know, keeping the bats going, keeping the offense running, that kind of thing. You know, pitchers throwing well. Kaylee had a little bit of a rough out last night against Alva, but she battled through it, you know, and Jocelyn came in relief and did a good job. And I got news for you. There's nothing better to know as a pitcher that when I show up and don't have my best stuff, that there's somebody that's got my back, you know, because and we talk about that too. You're very, very rarely are you going to show up and have your best stuff, you know, and it's what you do on the days to get through when you don't have your best stuff that really shows who you are. And she did a good job of staying in there and competing. Jocelyn came in and finished four. It was a good job. And, you know, we're going to sharpen back up and be ready to go tomorrow. So
have you had to have many talks with Kaylee mentally about things this year? She seems pretty tuned in.
Dude's a great competitor.
Yeah.
She's a great competitor, you know, and just more than anything, just when she's struggling just a little bit, she wants to get frustrated with herself, which it is frustrating. But as an outside pitcher, it's just, again, doesn't do you any good, man. Just leave it alone. Leave it alone. Keep going. Don't overthink it. Just stretch out and go throw, you know.
It's the quarterback mentality. Hey, forget the last play. Move on to the next drive.
Exactly. So. She's a great competitor. She wants to do her best all the time, and she does a great job of it. When she doesn't have her best, she wants to be a little hard on herself, but she's really good at coming through it, too. So she's doing a great job for us.
Definitely, Coach. I guess kind of the final thing we'll talk about here with past the Fairview term, you got a good string of home games. Obviously, a couple road games in there, too, but these last few district contests, you guys sitting in second now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge to begin with. Weatherford undefeated. Might be a little tough catch. Not that you're not going to try, obviously.
Right. We're going to try like heck.
Absolutely. But, man, I mean, what has this first season kind of been like to see these girls? I mean, we talked about a little last week, the turnaround. But, you know, what would it be like for you to see them kind of really finish strong across the finish line?
Man, it's been awesome. It's been awesome. Regardless of what happens from here out, I mean, it's just been great to see them go be good competitors, you know. For them to turn it around like they have and really just come on with what we've put on the plate, you know, it's great to watch them. They've had fun. They've played hard. And they're going to continue to do so. So, you know, like we say, we're going to go take care of business, and the winning and losing will take care of itself. So. Yeah,
absolutely, Coach. Well, hey, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward
thank
to tracking
you.
The progress, and hopefully maybe get to call a little some playoff ball upcoming.
Uh-huh.
That'd be good,
I hope
too.
So. That'd be so good. Yeah,
that'd be good.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Coach. That was head coach of the Woodridge softball team, Jason Dawson. With that, we'll step aside for a break and come back with the football guys as they will be up. It'll be the freshman Colin Boyne and the junior Mason Boyne. You're listening to the Durham Coaching Show on Z92.
Life never stops moving. Between the 30-minute commutes, daycare pickups, and that weekend trip to grandma's, you're racking up the miles. What you need is a tire that can keep up, like the exceptionally long-lasting Michelin Defender tire. With an 80,000 mile warranty and the safety you expect, you can lose track of the miles and focus on what really matters, the memories made along the way. Stop in today at 2220 Main in Woodward to see your local Michelin dealer, Pipelines Tire.
Long time no see, buddy. How's it going? When did you get back?
Hey, good to see you. I've been home for almost a year, just trying to adjust and get back into the swing of things.
Well, it looks like you've been busy. I always see those pics you post of you and your family at all those events. What gives?
Oh, yeah. VetTix. VetTix gives.
What's VetTix?
VetTix is an awesome charity that gives free event tickets, you know, like concerts and sporting events and shows, to currently serving military and vets, including immediate family of troops killed in action. You wouldn't believe how these events have helped me adjust to being back. It's just like a good time that I could have with my family. And you know, all these new happy memories we're making are priceless.
And it's nice to know that people appreciate your service and your sacrifice.
Yeah, it is.
Listen, I've actually got extra tickets. Can I donate them?
Yeah, it's easy. Just go to vettix.org. It's a great site. You could give your extra tickets and other vets like me could sign up to get them.
Cool. I'm on it, buddy. Good to know you're back. And hey, thank you for your service.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
And welcome back to the Boomer Coaches Show here on Z92. Dakota Wagner, Tyler Riggs with you as we move into our football guest for the night. It's going to be the freshman, Colin Bourne, and the junior, Mason Bourne. Both guys primarily on defense. Colin got a few carries out there as well in the game Friday. And fellas, let's start with that game. I know a tough one, not the result maybe you desired. I guess the first thing would be the positive note. Each of you had a pick as a team. You guys got three picks on Hayden Calvert there, the senior quarterback. That doesn't happen very often where you're able to get them, you know, picked off like that. So what worked in that in the pass coverage? Because it seems like every time Guthrie dropped back to pass, you guys had to cover pretty well.
Man, our secondary is just really solid all around. We've been working hard. And just the safeties, we get in a good position to go make a play on the ball, and we both did that last night.
Last Friday.
<It's okay. laughs> Close.
But no, and you know, Mason, for you, continue on that just touch. You're kind of now more that linchpin in the defensive backfield there. So what's that like stepping up into that role, knowing, hey, you know, I got to kind of be the quarterback of this defensive group from the defensive back perspective?
It feels good because I've played defense all 3 years that I've been here, so I've kind of gotten used to it and kind of learned a lot through it, and I'm just kind of trying to help out the younger guys.
Speaking of that, Colin, man, you got things off, started off with the first pick. What was that like to know, hey, I can make a play on this and be able to make that play?
It's pretty great. Just was in the right position, made play.
You're over the top on them for sure. That one was in the end zone, if I'm not mistaken. So that was definitely a good one. So for you, Colin, I know a lot's coming at you fast. Being a freshman, you've played a little bit both ways now. How are you handling that? How's Coach Gordon and staff doing to try to help you through that?
They're doing pretty great. I don't play as much offense anymore.
Right.
I'm starting defense now.
Okay. Had a good game for sure. Has Mason tried to give you a few tips for practice?
Yeah, Mason definitely helps a lot getting me in position.
For sure, for sure. Moving on to this week, I guess, what was the focus out of practice this week in terms of what you guys were trying to improve on? I know you guys are more defensive guys, but on the offensive side, there was those fumbles, unfortunately, kind of put the defense in a tough spot. So it was the focus clean up some of those mistakes. I mean, what was it like, Mason?
I mean, yeah, just all around, we've just been working and trying to get better in all aspects, but definitely cleaning stuff up.
Gotcha. I gotcha. And calling for you, you know, back to just kind of learning and adapting. Has there been something that Coach Gordon and crew has kind of taught you so far defensively on, you know, to better help you read and react? Or do you feel those skills to read and react come a little bit more natural to you?
It's definitely easier because they're telling me to read the quarterback, and I just get in position.
Gotcha. Now, do you ever get any tips from Kaysen? Or is he,
because
he's a linebacker, like, man, you're not even on my level athlete.
No.
All right. Looking at Bethany this week, first road game of the season. Going to be their homecoming. It's going to be a tough environment. They're kind of in a similar spot, though, as far as they graduated a lot of guys last year. Taylor Heim, big quarterback gone. Yep. Kelvin Wiska, throwing quarterback, linebacker gone. So most of their guys, the Gillen's gone, thank goodness. Most of their guys, you know, maybe a little older junior sophomores, but hadn't got a lot of playing time. Is that something that showed up on any film review? I mean, what do you feel you're going to see from this Bethany team this week?
So they like to run. They do run the ball. They run a lot of power and a lot of screens. They like they love the wide receiver slip screen. And I feel like our linebackers and safeties, we're going to get there quick, shut it down, and if they try to throw over the top, we'll be there. And we're going to stop the run this week.
Well, and you mentioned the slip screens and stuff for run. They kind of get you lulled in a little bit and then try to take that occasional deep shot over the top. And calling for you on that, you know, you feel like you're good at just seeing the ball and going and flowing to the ball? I mean,
yeah.
And on top of that, is there anything you're going to do to try to mentally make sure that, hey, if they pull it out and it's play action all of a sudden and it's going deep, how are you going to try to make sure you're on top of that?
Yeah, I just can't get nervous.
Gotcha. I gotcha. Of course, looking at school now, you know, we talked about this with the girls, but Mason, for you, junior year, Riley said she was worried about the ACTs and stuff, obviously. Loaded the classes. How's it like for you this junior year? You loaded up as well, looking forward to some stuff?
A little bit. I got a college class, so I have off hours, which is probably one of the nicest things I've had in school in a while. So I get an extra long lunch, and that's
lucky,
awesome.
Man.
Yeah.
But as far as in the class,
everything's going great. Yeah. And then ACTs, that'll be tough, but got to get it done.
For sure, for sure. And calling for you now, jumping to the high school. You go from being a big-time eighth grader. Now you're the freshman, man. How's it like?
It's way better than middle school.
Is it just more freedom?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's way nice.
That's good. How's it, you know, meet new people, mingling with new people, getting to know the football guys?
Definitely get a lot more friends.
Gotcha. So freshmen get off-campus lunch now? Is that a thing?
They put that in whenever I went in freshman year.
Oh, okay.
Man, after I graduated, that's just kind of makes me a little mad. I have to go to the school board about this.
Jeez. Oh, my goodness. So how did you guys describe, I mean, Colin, I know there's a ton of freshmen on the team, or it's a bigger group of freshmen. Mason, you guys still got quite a few left over your grade on that as well. What's the team environment like this year? I know we talked with Ace and Peyton last week, and, you know, they flat out said, hey, we want to go win games this year. Is that kind of feeling with you guys? You
100%. Yeah. We've really came together, especially with the new coaches.
Yeah.
We got off to a great start in the summer. I think we all just, through all that work, we all kind of got close, and we want to go out and win games.
Gotcha. What do you feel like is going to be the biggest key in accomplishing that? Is it simply the execution factor, or just kind of maybe having the confidence in each other?
I think confidence in each other, definitely. I think if we just play as a team, play hard, play physical, we're going to go out and get it done.
And speaking to that this week, real quick with Bethany Wolfall time there, is that the biggest key is being physical to shut down that run game, or is it just being kind of heady and on your toes about the slip screens and stuff? Because they, on film, they could hit some of those sometimes for some big games. What do you feel like is the biggest key?
I think it's definitely going to come down a lot to those linebackers. Those linebackers are going to have a lot of work.
So Casey's going to have to be on it.
Yeah.
Because they got to help on that run, and they still have to get out on those pass and slip screens stuff. So they're going to have a lot of work to do, but they can get it done.
I gotcha. And Colin, one final question for you. What's it like adapting to the change from middle school football to freshman and varsity-level football? Is there a big speed change you notice? I mean, how's that going?
Big change in speed, strength, everything.
Okay.
He's way bigger than me.
He's not a tiny guy, folks, by any measure. He's just a freshman.
Yeah.
Not everybody comes into school at 6'4", 225.
You know, not everyone gets to start as a freshman either.
That's true. Absolutely.
My goal is just to get on the field. Wasn't expecting to start.
I mean, what's that like, though, knowing that, like, hey, I've been working hard over the summer, now you get to start?
Definitely put in a lot of work for it.
Hard work pays off.
Yep.
Definitely. Well, fellas, hey, we appreciate you joining us tonight. You did great, and look forward to seeing how you guys do against Bethany.
Sir, thank you, guys.
And that was the freshman, Colin Boyne, and the junior, Mason Boyne. And with that, we'll step aside for a break. Come back with the head coach himself. It'll be Ken Gordon next. You're listening to the Boomer Coaches Show on Z92.
Why watch the big games alone when you could stop by Longshot's Bar and Grill to catch all the action? Longshot's offers the best entertainment in Northwest Oklahoma and is open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy live music, great food, and drinks while you catch all the big games. There's always fun to be had at Longshot's Bar and Grill. Call 580-256-1467 to book your next birthday bash or big reunion, then come on down to 810 Main Street to party with Longshot's Bar and Grill.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life, filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and so much more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today. Together, we can help end poverty for good.
Possibilities are all around us. We see potential in unexpected places. And when we share our knowledge, vision, and connections, we turn great ideas into action. Together, we can make real change happen. We're Rotary. We are people of action. Get involved today at rotary.org/action.
And welcome back to the Boomer Coaches Show here on Z92. Dakota Wagner, Tyler Riggs with you, and now joined by the head football coach himself, Mr. Ken Gordon. Coach, how we doing?
Doing good. Doing good.
Good.
Can't complain. Had practice today and trying to get ready for Bethany.
It was a little cooler today, too. I mean, cooler as in 90 degrees, but what 100-something.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was, it was still a little warm, but we got some work in, and trying to get ready for this Friday.
Absolutely, Coach. And, of course, before we get to this Friday, touch a little bit on the Gaffer game. I know maybe not quite the result you guys wanted as far as just throughout the game and some things I know you wanted to clean up after that, turnovers offensively. We talked with the guys, though, kind of the real positive from that is that when Gaffer went back to pass, you guys were on. Hayden Calvert the week before against Ponca City only had one completion.
Yeah.
You guys got three picks on. Talk about your guys being ready in that defensive backfield.
Well, they did a really good job of just doing their job.
Right.
You know, and that's what we always talk about. And, you know, just do your 111 And if you do your 1/11th, everybody else will be fine. And they stayed over the top. They made sure they didn't get beat over the top, and they did their job. They did a really good job. And that was the, you know, like you said, the one positive thing that we pointed out is the whenever it was time, they took care of business. You know, and if they can keep doing that, you know, we got to fix everything else, we'll be fine.
Right. And talk about some of the other things. Obviously, offensively, with the fumbles and just, you know, unfortunately put the defense in kind of a tough spot on a lot of that. What did you kind of do this week in practice to try to maybe get them in the right mind on it? I know that's a thing that kind of takes care of itself mentally that you got to focus on. What did you try to approach
it? Well, we just, we came back on Sunday. You know, we got a good workout in and watched film, and, you know, we pointed out the mistakes, and, you know, you don't make that big of a deal about it. It's a big deal, but they know they messed up. And you just point the mistakes out and say, hey, fellas, now this is why, you know, we're in this situation. You know, we can't have 4 turnovers against a really good football team.
Absolutely.
You can't do it. You know, it's already going to be tough enough. Now, if you hand them the ball, it's going to be even tougher. You know, so they had a first chance to see it in person on what happens when you turn the ball over against a good football team. And so I think that's the biggest learning part for a football team is it happened to us the first game. So now they know, like, hey, we got to do a better job of hanging on to the ball, squeezing the ball, you know. And obviously we have drills and everything that we do for that when we have practice and stuff like that. But we always did that drills, and we're not going to stop doing those drills, you know. So they just know now it's like, hey, that can happen, and that can hurt your football team.
Absolutely. I do want to touch on this thing for Friday, too. I felt like another good positive. Man, coach, the crowd was big time. I mean, that was some full stands, some good support out there. And, you know, talk about that. I know you kind of put a message on Facebook afterwards, thanking everybody about that support. But talk about that here, what that, you know, meant for those guys to see that type of support.
Yeah, I think it's important because that's you want your fans. I mean, you want your families, you know, you want that support, you know, for your program. And not only for our program, for every program, you know. And so, you know, that's one thing, you know, if these kids are going to go out there and put the work in, let's go out and support them, you know. And, you know, the support, like you said, the stand, I looked up a couple times, like, wow, you know. So it was big time. And like I told our guys, I said, now, imagine this if you're winning.
Right.
You know, you can double this, you know. And I tell them all the time, you know, football can bring a town together fast.
Oh, absolutely.
Fast. You know, and it can bring a town together faster than any program, you know, because you guys are out there. You got so many kids, you know, and so, you know, just look at this and let's build on this, you know. And yeah, it was a bad game and we lost everything, but there's a lot of stuff that we can build on. And I took the fans as part of, hey, let's build on this right here, you know, and let's show them that we're going to get better every week. So when we go on the road this week, let's show them that, hey, we went back, we watched film, we learned. And now look how much better we got, you know. And so you never talk about wins and losses, but how much better are we getting between game one and game two? And so I'm looking forward to Friday to see that.
Well, and I know that's probably going to be the big focus, obviously, heading into district play. That's what you want to see. And with that first road game of the season, like you mentioned, Bethany's going to be their homecoming. They always bring a pretty good crowd. What did you see on film from them? And we talked about with the guys, just obviously they're focused on the run game again this year for them. Some of those, essentially, as I describe it, putting athletes in space type of plays, the receivers, slip screens, stuff like that, the bubbles, the swing routes. So what else did you see on film from them maybe that stuck out to you?
Well, you know, the passing game, when I see that, that works to our strength.
Right.
I mean, that's one strength I think that we have. Now, any good football coach, when they watch film, they're going to be like, okay, forget the passing game. We're going to run the ball.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we're going to look like, okay, they got DNs running right up the field, and they're running power, running inside. Let's run the football, you know? And so, but again, it goes back to everybody's doing a job, you know? So hopefully we fix what we need to fix, and those guys on the back end keep doing their job. They got a quarterback that's really good. I think he does a good job of spreading the ball around. Up front, they're good. You know, they just got a solid team. You know, they're not athletic.
Right.
You know, they just got a solid football team. You know, and so we just got to go out and play hard. And, you know, I tell teams all the time that I'm part of, hey, they schedule you for homecoming for a reason.
Yeah. That's true.
I said, if you want to mess up somebody's night, you go beat somebody at homecoming because they schedule you for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. You know, talking about that game being on homecoming, does that get you as a coach and as players more motivated to go in there and beat them on their own turf, or does it not make a difference to you?
I try personally not to make it a big deal. I mean, I get it, understand, but I think, you know, you should take every team the same.
Right.
Every team should be the same. You know, you should be want to you know, go out and play hard, play physical. You should want to go out and beat every team. You know, Guthrie shouldn't be more important than Bethany. You know, I know it's district, and I know it's on the road. I know it's homecoming. But every game to me is important. Every game to our – and I try to preach that to our team. Like, every game should be a state championship game. That's the way we should look at it, right. You know, because that you should give your best every play and every game, you know. So it wouldn't matter if we was up, if we could beat a team by 50, it shouldn't matter. You know, every team should be looked at the same.
And, Coach, focusing more on that Bethany offensive attack, you know, and the guy said there, I was going to touch on with you as far as the position group that I think is definitely going to be one that's focused on the most for you guys in terms of needing to do, you know, step up is that linebacker group with the way Bethany approaches their offense. So how have you approached you guys on that? Obviously, you being linebackers, yeah. Well, have you tried to pass on some of that wisdom,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The main thing is understanding what formation they're in.
Yeah.
Understanding the personnel, you know. Don't go out and make the same mistakes, you know, that we made last week. You know, and, you know, in our defense that we run, you know, linebackers are a big key for that. And I think we got some good linebackers. You know, they're young,
right.
You know. And so we just got to make sure they get better from last week to this week. And they got to understand that you don't have to make every play. You know, you just do your job and the play will come to you. You know, and I think if they do that, we'll be fine. You know, because we got guys that can run. We got guys that can hit. You know, they're young, but. I think they're going to be ready. You know, they had a good practice week.
That's good. That's
yeah.
Good. Offensively for you guys, I know that Guthrie front lived up to the billing, essentially. I mean, it was, you know, kind of everything we expected there in that. How'd you try to get you guys kind of learn from that on dealing with that overloaded pressure? Bethany, a little bit different.
Yeah.
Not going to load the box as much. They're going to kind of threaten it maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how'd you kind of teach that up?
Well, first of all, we won't see another D-line like that for the rest of the year.
That was a big time.
There's only one team that's going to control that D-line. That's Carl Albert. That is it.
Yeah.
So let's just get that out there.
Yep.
I mean, I haven't seen a high school D-line that for in a while. That was a really good D-line.
Pretty much all seniors.
All seniors. They're big. They're strong. They're fast. They're deep. You know, that's a recipe for a championship. If there's a recipe to upset Carl Albert, there it is right there.
Right.
That's what's going to take them where they need to go.
Right.
You know? So, but, you know, they run a three-man front. They move all the time. They're slanting. They're rapping. You know, so we just got to be patient, be disciplined, stay in our zone, stay in our lanes, and just pass it off and just you know, we're going to move some stuff. We got Ace, but we have Carson Mandina and we have Denzel Wickwell back this week.
That's good.
So, you know, so that's going to help out a lot, you know. So we're going to that, and then we're going to make them cover in space, you know. And so with those guys back, you know, and the way we're running now, the way we're spreading it out, it looks a little different. So we're gonna try to help our O-line out.
I got you, Coach. And, you know, speaking of that a bit, just a little bit more offensively, you played both Ryan Douglas Fisher, Cash Carter. Kind of figured maybe that would be the case going into the game. Is that just something that's going to continue until maybe one of those guys separate themselves, or are you trying to maximize both of them? Maybe?
Absolutely. I'm waiting for somebody to take the bull by the horn. And once they do that, then that'd be the guy. But until they do that, you know, they'll both get reps, you know. And so you just got to wait to that person. You let them just keep competing. That's what it's all about. You know, they're going to keep competing against each other to one of them say, okay, I'm the guy, you know. And so and once one of them do that, and then that'll be the guy. But right now, they're both right here. They're still neck to neck. And so they're still both going to play this week.
Definitely. Well, look forward to seeing how that one turns out Friday night there in Bethany. Reminder, folks, of course, you catch it here on Z92. Our pregame coverage will start live at 6:30. Kickoff set for 7. As of now, I saw a couple schools moving their kickoff back. I know Clemson's game moved back to 7:30. So with the heat, keep that in mind. Just something to look out for. Of course, we'll keep you updated if that turns out to be the case. Other than that, of course, we want to remind you over on K101 for Friday night. Four scores Friday night, week two in the Tri-State. And CJ Montgomery and crew are going to do a fantastic job there. We'll have Kate Kennedy live from that ceiling Laverne game checking in throughout. Should be a heck of a matchup there. Got to thank High Plains Tire, of course, for sponsoring the Coach's Show, as always, is where your dollar goes further. And looking on college football this weekend, again, a quick reminder of Oklahoma State on the road against Arizona State. Late kickoff here on Z92 on Saturday at 9:30. Pre-game coverage will get underway at 7:30 with Dave Hunziker and his crew on K101. It'll be OU taking on SMU and Norman. That one will kick off at 5 o'clock. Pre-game coverage will be at about 3 o'clock there. That's what I'm trying to say. And, of course, got to thank Sean Kelly back in the studio for all that he does on the board there, taking care of us, not just on the board, but, you know, running things. Coda, appreciate you stepping out tonight.
Yeah.
And everybody that tuned in to listen, thank you so much. Of course, do want to mention, we got Boomer TV stream as well, being able to.
Woodward High School posted that if you're traveling to the game, no backpacks are allowed, and you cannot re-enter the game once you enter.
That's good. Good update, because obviously some more safety mechanisms, if you will, coming to high school games probably this fall after the week zero. So there you go. So update on that. Keep that in mind if you're traveling out the game. But also did want to mention Z92 Online stream the game on Boomer TV. That's what I was getting to. And folks, we will catch you next week for another edition of the Boomer Coaches Show. It's been live here from Long Shots Bar and Grill. For Dakota Wagner, myself, Tyler Riggs. Have a good night, everybody.